not been writing that many new songs. How I wish I could stay longer. How I wish I'd never gone. And you have not been writing me as often as I wished. And sometimes I think I left you just to see if I'd be missed.
And after 10,000 years, I'm finally free and back recording Riley Hopkins and their amazing friends. My name is Riley Hopkins, and these are my amazing friends. We're playing Interstitial 2E again. We're playing Infinity Train, and we're starting all GM'd by Marn.
Hello. It hasn't been that long between recordings. Yeah. Last time it was way longer.
It feels long.
I appreciate the enthusiasm. Hello, I'm Marn. I'm GMing. I'm also playing Alphonse Elric from Fullmetal Alchemist. I use she, her pronouns. I think that's it about me.
You also GM the game.
I said that.
Oh, I thought you just said you played Alphonse.
No.
You also said that.
Yeah, we both said that I GM the game.
I think we all know that Marn GMs the game.
Wait. Hey, who GMs the game?
Guys,
I forget.
Yeah, who's GMing?
Don't forget to damage. Jay.
Hello, I'm Jay. I use they, them pronouns, and I am playing Shigeo Mob Psycho Kageyama, Mob Psycho from Mob Psycho 100, Mob Psycho.
Emma Crab Money, other last name.
That's me, baby. I'm Emma. I use any pronouns, and in this game I'm playing Audrey Jensen from MTV Scream.
And Clown.
That's me. Hi, I'm Clown. I'm playing Trish Una from JoJo's. I use she, her, and my fun fact is I have two less teeth than last time I recorded this.
Ooh, are they in places that you would want them to be less?
I don't know. It's a funny little surprise.
We're coming into this one with an energy.
Yeah, this,
we are.
There's a real silly energy in Studio A today.
I forget
if this was on recording in season 3 real quick, so I do just want to say, when we did Interstitial Proximity, I got wisdom teeth surgery before the final couple episodes. Now Clown's got it. It's a new interstitial tradition, everybody. So if you're ever invited to be on this show to do an interstitial season, think fucking carefully about what
your wisdom teeth. In season 2, I had my vasectomy and we just kept recording, so it just happens. Now, gamers, we are in a casino.
That's true.
I'm playing Shadow the Hedgehog, by the way. Fucking, we're in a casino. Does anyone have a recap?
I can go on the fly if no one else wants to. I can just
go for it.
All right,
yes,
word. Okay. Ah, shit. I don't really have.
Are you gossiping with your new best friend?
I won't, because I was going to do the wellness journal thing from Mob, but Mob is not really in a wellness space right now, which maybe is the angle here. So, dear wellness diary, steps logged since last entry, unclear, doing several laps around strange casino car, entered with friends, several friends went to go snacks, get snacks. Did not see any carb-friendly or nutritious options to write down in here. That's fine. Met new friend, and then I think there's a very poor scribbly drawing of Nagida Komeda. Made new friend while gambling. Note to self, look up whether gambling counts as, brain exercise later. Just like writing in the margins of this fitness journal, trying to have it make any kind of sense. I'm trying to think how to add a part in that where I describe the entire important conversation that Mob was not part of.
You overheard. I imagine they had this conversation. Everyone seems like they had a really emotionally impactful interaction.
I got a text from Audrey earlier that just said, we are the letter R talking. Which I took to mean that a conversation.
We just smash cut to Audrey and Al still dissociating. Hey, thanks for being cool about that. And we cut back to Mob.
If I were to imagine what the conversation by the snack bar might have been like, I suppose I might imagine that there was conversation about whether or not to kill the conductor, whoever they are, and maybe also Apex, a group we know nothing about or who they are or what they do or what they want, other than that a cat said they are bad. If I was part of that conversation, I might have some opinions about whether killing is the right thing to do here. However, I wasn't. I'm too busy making money, 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 motherfucker. Did I miss anything? I feel like I did. Y'all taught Alphonse what fried food tastes like?
Mm-hmm.
Or what
mm-hmm.
hot dogs taste like? No, he's had a hot dog before, we realized.
Top tier shit. Yeah.
I haven't seen Shadow, but I can imagine he might have given a gin and tonic to a cat.
Oh, we did see each other. Shadow met your friend and did not seem impressed.
Yeah. Right, okay, yeah.
All right, Marn, help. Fucking cowboy, take me away.
Yeah, well, my question to y'all is, did you do your downtime advancements?
I did.
We still haven't done them on recording, though.
Yes, exactly.
I got Puppet Master. I can receive or deliver secrets or instructions discreetly. I can get in contact with someone over any distance, spend a link to conceal my identity.
I have that one, too.
Ooh. A little two-way radio.
Yeah.
We're on a girl call together.
I didn't grab anything for this one, though. I did a minor retcon. Audrey had thrown away the cartoon gun without any ammo previously upon realizing there was no ammo left, but I think it's cooler if she realizes there's no ammo left but knows she's the only one that knows that and can use it as a threat.
Yep, you're right. It is cooler.
So she's keeping the gun.
Great job. Absolutely correct.
Cheering and clapping. Yeah, so as you know, Trish is having a normal one, and I got So Be It from the Dark Book. When you decide to go mask off and reveal your true strength, you count as a small gang. You may, during the scene, declare one roll to be a 10+ and another to be a miss. Completely spend links to move mountains with your strength. You cannot use this move on these people again.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Fuck yeah. I am using this downtime to fill a little gap I've had, which is raising my a stat by one. I'm raising my dark from -1 to 0 base because I have no dark links and haven't for most of this game and feel like it's probably going to stay that way. Mob has, you know, been going through a little bit of a increasingly, like, mental pressure kind of dark time, and so maybe, I don't know. The dark is amplifying a little bit on him right now.
He's going through a phase.
He is going through a phase, and I'm going through the ability to not completely beef it on a dark roll, should I need to not beef it on a dark roll.
He's going mob emo 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kamina is, like it or not, having some kind of influence on him.
Oh, yeah.
Despite everything.
Despite everything, it is still Kamina.
So last we left everyone off, I think Audrey and Al were in, like, the kind of discotheque because they had a long emotional conversation and were like, let's go, like, stand in the loud room for a while. Shadow was on the casino floor, ?
Yes, Shadow's on the casino floor casing the joint trying to look for anyone related to the Apex.
Yes, Mob is also on the casino floor. As is Trish, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to kick this off? Who wants to do stuff?
I'll do it if no one else wants to.
I feel like Mob is just gambling with Kamida unless prompted otherwise, so go for it.
Shadow, I think, is realizing that, like, walking that casing the joint isn't working. Like, he can't find anyone related to the Apex, and, like, in his brain, He's not like, well, that means they're not here. He's like, I'm not being good enough at this. And I think he's trying to, like, look for the shadiest motherfucker here. Like, the person that he thinks would look like somebody who would be involved with fucking shit up.
Uh-huh.
And go directly to them and start to try to do undercover work.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think about who that would be, like, who we've established being here. We've established that he doesn't trust Kamina, so that's an option.
I could go talk to Kamina. You're absolutely correct.
You could. There's also the blonde girl who is, like, absolutely hustling everyone at Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I'm going to go talk to the blonde girl.
So she is seated at like one of the card tables, and there is like a crowd surrounding her, and half of it is like people waiting their turn to play, and half of it is like just people watching her absolutely clown on like the people who are taking her up on it. She is blonde, she has her hair is in pigtails, she's wearing sort of like a red and black school uniform. She is like very clearly like taking great delight in just kind of beating people at a simple card game. Like she very clearly has maybe like five times the amount of chips that she would need to like buy her way out of here, but has no apparent desire to leave. She is like extremely in her element.
Can I try to watch her and figure out what she's doing?
Yeah, I would say roll a deep dive for that.
And I'm swimming in heartlinks, baby. That's an 11.
Damn. Yeah. What do you want to ask? What do you want to find out?
How's she winning? How's she housing these fuckers?
So as Shadow, as you kind of continue to watch this card game, you start to kind of like learn the rules via osmosis, and you see that like everyone starts with three of each card in their hand. And so you get three rock cards, two paper cards, two scissors cards, and you basically have to discard them once you've used it once.
Mm-hmm.
And you also notice that, where are you standing in proportion to this card table? Like, are you standing on this
middle of the
side?
Table? I'm standing behind. I'm honest to God, there's a big crowd standing around. I think Shadow is standing up on a slot machine, on the top of the slot machine, looking down at the table, arms crossed.
Okay, that's really good. Yeah, so I think from your vantage point, you can see that like there is someone kind of on the fringes of the crowd that is giving this girl hand signals and is basically like reading the cards of her opponents and telling her what they are.
Great. Awesome. My second question is, how good of attention is that guy paying to his surroundings?
I would say they are more focused on the cards.
I want to fuck them up somehow.
But not like
I don't need to do violence is the thing. I want to fuck up him playing, doing the hand signs.
Okay, like to be clear, you could see their hands, and you could see that they're like clearly not human. Like this is a denizen who has apparently been like, oh, that seems fun, and is like working with her to scam people.
I wanna go up to the fucking denizen that who's helping the scam, and just be like, "Hey."
In fact, I'll say it's one of the plant people from the Italy car. It's like a guy who has like an aloe plant for a head.
Long way from Italy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we get around, we do some gambling. What's it to you?
Listen, I see what you're doing. You want to answer me some questions, and I won't tell anybody.
Considers you for a moment. Considers the ongoing game and, like, shrugs and says, yeah, all right.
I fucking lead him away. And I look back to make eye contact with the blonde.
She has not noticed.
Okay. Well, all right, then. That's fine. just fucking sit down with the guy, and I want to ask...
I'm looking for people who cause trouble. Do you know what they are?
Well, yeah, there's people who cause trouble all over the place. You're gonna have to be a little bit more specific.
People who cause trouble for people like you.
You've clearly been to the car that I'm from. I mean, it's Italy. There's a lot of people there.
Shadow puts his head in his hands and is like,
okay. I'm looking to find the apex.
He kind of tilts his head at you for a second and says, now why would you want to go and do a thing like that?
Nothing that'll put you in danger, but I'm not going to get into it. What do you know about them?
So is this some kind of like complicated revenge situation? I just like to know what I'm getting myself into, you know?
You are getting yourself into nothing. I never talked to you. I don't know you, you don't know me.
Alright, yeah, I get it. Alright, wink, wink.
Jesus. You have a personality unique to you, all right? No one else I've talked to has been like this.
Well, I guess I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I bet you would. Tell me what I want to know!
I mean, I don't know any more than anybody else does about the Apex. They're just a bunch of rowdy kids who like to smash up cars. I'm lucky they've never been to mine.
Would you... You know nothing about their faces. Nothing about who they are.
No, like I said, they're a bunch of passengers.
Shadow, like, looks up and is, like, getting frustrated with his lack of progress here.
I mean, for all I know, you could be a member of the Apex and you're just doing a weird test on me. I don't know.
Shadow, unfortunately, gets a light bulb at that. And is like,
oh, no.
Do you think that they would show up if they knew one of their own was doing something somewhere?
I don't know. I mean, the kids travel in packs from what I've heard.
Shadow looks at him. He's like, do you have health insurance?
Buddy, do I look like I have health insurance? I'm working with a teenage girl to hustle people at cards.
She's doing real good.
Yeah, she's pretty good at it, even when I'm not around to help out.
I might come back to you, and if I am, I'm real sorry.
Shadow pats him on the back and walks off again. He's not going to cause problems right now. He needs some more fucking juice somewhere.
Awesome. The aloe guy just, like, goes back over to the card table. You see that, like, nothing has changed. Like, the girl who is sitting over there is still beating people pretty handily. Like, she very clearly does not need to be cheating to, like, do a good job at this game and is, like, maybe doing that for the joy of it as well.
Too many kids with powers here, I swear to God.
Hey, speaking of kids with powers and gambling, can Trish go to the funny table with the,
Yeah.
How, like, blatantly obvious is it that she's cheating?
I would say not obvious unless you, like, Shadow are, like, watching from kind of a distant vantage point and, like, very explicitly trying to, like, suss out what's going on here.
Okay. I think even then, Trish is like, that's just some guy. I can win against some guy.
Yeah.
And she's gonna make her way up, if that's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, she is losing occasionally here and there to, like, you know, not make it super
keep up
suspicious.
Appearances.
Yeah. You sit down at the table. She's sitting across from you. Passes you your cards and says, oh, a new challenger.
Hi.
Care to play me at cards?
No, I just wanted to sit here. And Trish just looking at her.
Well, that's not very considerate. There's all these people here who want to challenge me and you're just gonna sit down?
No, I want to play cards.
She looks embarrassed by this and is like, oh, well, pick up your hand then. Let's play.
She does.
She looks at her hand, looks at you, and says, you know how the game works, right?
Oh, I have a very important decision to make here. Because the answer's no. But knowing JoJo's and card games specifically, I think Trish is just gonna nod.
Okay. I mean, it's fairly self-explanatory that it's rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah, she accepts this because she's, like, seeing you lingering around, I guess, and says, all right, let's play then. And the dealer who is at the table, who is, like, another cat wearing a little, like, hat,
the cat in the hat.
The titular cat in the
no,
hat.
No, it's like a cat.
Oh my god, he's here.
Miser.
Michael!
Is going to, like, count you in to, like, so that you put your cards down at relatively the same time and, like, taps his paw on the table three times as your count.
Okay.
What card does Trish put down?
I think Trish will dumb luck at once. She's just gonna put rock.
Okay. Let's see. The girl is gonna put down scissors as kind of, like, her opening gambit to lose once. Because obviously she has her guide, like she knows what Trish is gonna put down. And she like kind of makes a big deal of it. And she's like, "Oh, you beat me on the first turn. That must be beginner's luck. Let's go again." And like passes you some of her chips.
Okay.
Trish.
Can Trish just like try and scan the crowd or see if she has any obvious like? Actually, no, she wouldn't be looking at the crowd. She'd be like, does this fucker have a stand? Is there a gimmick here?
Yeah. She doesn't. She is just literally normal. She is, like, maybe one of the more normal passengers that you've met here.
Okay. I think Trish is just gonna summon Spice Girl. And she's just gonna screen cheat.
Let's go. Let's go, girl.
Oh my god. Is Shadow still watching this?
I think when he saw, like, I think he wasn't going to, and he saw Trish sitting down, and then, like, yeah, he's watching it. Nothing's happening to him. He can't see Spice Girl.
That's right.
I think Mob can see Spice Girl. Mob and Komeda also walk over and start watching.
Hey, oh wait, yeah, no, we established it. I was gonna ask if Komeda can. But
no, he can't. Actually, wait, let me ask though. Remind me how Kameda's power, his like luck sapping works. Would him being there affect like the luck of the gamer at all, or does it have to be that he has to interact with it or whatever?
I think it generally is like he has good luck at the expense of other people. So it would affect things if he was playing,
It
won't affect anything for Trish.
I wasn't sure if I was guiding a natural disaster into the mix. Please proceed.
Just leading a hurricane over to the table ever so gently.
Yeah.
I lean to Matt Mob and I go, are you seeing this shit?
Yeah, I've never been in a casino before. Is this what blackjack is?
No. It's literally rock, paper, scissors.
I see now. Well, I'm shorter than you by like 1 inch.
That's why I'm on the... Do you want to get up here on one of the slot machines?
You know what? Yeah, hold on.
Yubby, there you go.
Oh yeah, this is great. Hey, Kameda, come on up.
No, he can stay down there.
Okay. Kameda's probably like a foot taller than Bob.
Yeah, he's actually taller than both of you. He's like, no, easily. I'm good down here.
Okay.
Good.
Do we want to, in fact, bring the whole gang back together and say Al and Audrey have, like, meandered their way back down here, too?
That's probably good.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
They both have face paint on now and fucking neon, glow sticks. Like, glow stick necklaces.
Yes.
Al's got the glow stick glasses.
He's got a glow stick necklace, glasses, whole thing.
There's like a little bit of glitter all over them.
Yeah.
You do both have fun.
It was very loud in there.
I don't know if fun was what we were looking for, but I think we got what we were looking for.
I know what pop music is now.
Congratulations, or I'm sorry that happened.
Thank you to both. It's a both situation.
Mob gives a thumbs up with one of his arms, which are both wrapped around the enormous bag of money he has from his winnings.
Oh my god.
I think Mob's sitting up there, like, just kind of kicking his feet with just this big bag of money just in his lap.
Can I make eye contact with Al and then, like, nod my head lightly over at the fucking new kid and then, like, scowl?
He just kind of looks questioningly back at you. He's like, clearly Audrey and I missed something, but I'm not gonna ask.
Does not elaborate.
Yeah. Trish, I think the next round has to be a draw, right? Because you're both cheating off of each other.
Yeah.
And like, I think that this girl, I mean, Mary is her name, but she hasn't introduced herself to you yet, has like a big reaction at this. And it's like, that shouldn't be possible. What?
Why?
I don't draw.
Looks like you did.
Well, that's just not possible. Like, I'm too good at this game for that to be true.
Trish gets mad at that. Trish is like,
And she's doing the, like, gambling anime, like, fist on the table, like, sweating.
Okay.
Very clearly, like, having an internal monologue that, like, the audience can hear, but Trish can't.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
That's impossible. How is she beating me at my own game that I'm cheating at? And I think that you draw the next round too, and you see her just like gradually getting like more not even like distraught, but just like blatantly pissed off.
I think what Trish is gonna do next, because I think like two in a row, she's like, I've seen some fuckery in my life. There's something afoot here.
Uh-huh. And
she's just gonna put her cards down. Just face down.
Uh-huh.
She can see him. Spice Girl.
Oh my god.
It's fine.
Oh, that's awesome. Mary looks at you and is like, what are you doing?
Playing a good game.
Are you... You're just playing completely on luck?
She shrugs. We keep drawing. Might as well.
She considers this for a second.
Trish
and then...
has like a complete JoJo's like menacing stare, by the way.
Yeah. Mary considers this for a second and then laughs like this is the funniest thing she's ever heard, and she's like, I like you. This is fun. She also
I don't
puts
like
her
that.
Cards face down.
Ooh.
I have met that woman before. I don't like that.
I think actually at her doing that, Trish is like, alright, I'm gonna dumb luck it once and then start cheating.
Mary is like, I think that it's so thrilling to rely on pure chance in a game of gambling. Don't you think that's true?
Okay, yeah, never mind. Trish is cheating. She's like, alright, yeah, no, you got something here.
She's like being incredibly genuine about it, is the thing.
I'm trying to think the last like face value completely genuine person Trish met was.
The thing is that all of the kids in Kakagurui are not normal, and they go to a school where like gambling is encouraged, and they're all like, the more insane the gambling is, the more happy I am. I love to put my life on the line for gambling.
God. Normal.
Yeah. I'm obsessed
with like
her.
The genre that she's from.
Yeah.
I'm literally gonna roll a die to see what card she picks. Alright, she flips, like, she shuffles her hand so that she, like, can't know in advance what she's gonna pick, and she, throws down a rock card.
I'm not even fucking with you, I rolled a die, and it was 1, 2, rock, 3, 4, paper, 5, 6, scissors. I got a 3, Trish puts paper.
Let's
holy shit!
Fucking yeah. Go.
I think that she is like both kind of disappointed and pleased because she's like, well, oh well, that's just the game of chance. But she okay. also doesn't like that you're like beating her and taking her chips.
Yeah, Trish hasn't lost yet. She's still going.
Yeah, it's been 4 rounds, so you both have 5 cards left. And I think she's, like, perfectly content to keep her cards down on the table.
Okay.
Is Trish gonna cheat for the next round?
I think Trish, with where her mindset is right now, would be like, oh, you fucking idiot, you imbecile. This is my time.
Awesome.
So, you know.
Yeah, I think next round she throws out a scissors.
Yeah, Trish puts rock.
Awesome. And the next round she throws out a rock. I'm trying to keep track of what cards she should still have in her hand, and I'm just giving up at this point.
Yeah. I'm just gonna do that. That one, yeah, Trish dumb lucks it, and she does actually put down scissors. Unfortunately.
Mary is, like, delighted by this, that she, like, gets to take some of her chips back, and is like, oh, finally, look, it's on my side again. Kamina is, like, watching this with interest.
Oh, I'm trying to think how mean Trish is gonna be. I think she's gonna... Oh, God. Yeah, no, she's fucked up and twisted right now. She's having a normal one. I think she says, well, skill isn't, so at least it's something.
Jesus Christ.
Get her ass.
She kind of gives you a dirty look at this. And is like, I didn't even ask you, but thanks. She's very, like... kind of mean girl archetype in almost in like a similar way that Trish is, but she
yeah,
like,
as about,
hasn't
as
had a bunch of, yeah.
I was literally about to say, like, the second she says that, Trish is like, oh, I know this.
Yeah, she's like high school mean girl in the way that Trish would be if, like, Trish hadn't gotten kidnapped to do a whole mafia thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you like, kind of keep throwing out cards and kind of, like, trading barbs, so that it comes down to you two both have one card left, and she looks at you and looks at the cards on the table and is like, well, should we leave it up to chance then?
Sure. Trish kind of shrugs. She's like, there's one card. What do you...
And she flips her card, and it is a scissors card.
I did not keep track of mine at all, I'll be real.
I'm absolutely not keeping track.
I think the funniest answer is probably scissors.
Yeah, it's a draw, you both get your chips, and she kind of scoffs like, well, that was anticlimactic. I guess I'll go play something else. And the crowd kind of starts to disperse a little bit as she, like, gets up with her winnings from, like, hustling people and is gonna, like, storm off to, like, go play something else.
Trish is, like, fucking striking a JoJo pose while sitting there now, because she's like, I got you to fuck off, that's a win.
Yeah. She's, like, very clearly pissed that, like, someone has come into her turf and, like, shown her up so efficiently.
Hey, can I make a dark link?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Shadow, you do see her like, accomplice, aloe guy, kind of following her from a distance.
I want to follow her, but we just got the group back together.
Shigeo, can you see that? Can you keep an eye on her? You can float higher than me.
What? Just you want me to follow her?
Just,
what's
no,
going on?
Just keep an eye on visually. You can sure. Get above, you can like see high. We're both short, okay?
Yes, I can see, yes, I can keep an eye on her, okay?
Thank you, goddamn. Good game, Trish.
Thank you.
Did you win emotionally? Do you feel better now?
Trish? Wait, did you say why did you win, or did you say?
I said, did you win? Do you feel better?
I think Trish is gonna look at you, like, straight in the eyes, smile on her face. No.
You're goddamn right. Well.
She tips her hat.
Did you win enough chips for everyone to leave?
I think I did. Or I think Mob, like, psychically sends his bag onto the table next to Trish's. I bet between all of these, we're probably good to go.
I feel like I didn't learn anything in this card.
Is it bad that I just kind of want to gamble more?
Have you ever heard of the song Hot?
Go ahead.
No, you, Shigeo, you.
Oh, I was going to say I could use a hot dog if you want to spend more time here. I might go get a hot dog. This is my new friend, Kamida. Kamida, do you want a hot dog?
I could eat a hot
dog.
Oh,
not this fucking.
Oh, no. Oh,
you know him.
Kamida. You know each other.
Shigeo, you have to say goodbye to your little friend right now.
Shadow looks so fucking like, yes.
Wait, what's wrong with Kamida? We've been hanging out through the whole car. I won all this money with him.
Wait, baby.
What I have absorbed through osmosis of the internet has told me nothing good can come from this.
I think Mob just looks at Kamida.
He kind of looks back questioningly and is like, is this about the brainwashing thing? I mean, I'm kind of
brainwashing thing
now. It's a long story. In high school, my friends and I got brainwashed and were evil. I guess you could call us terrorists for a while. But...
What do you mean, I guess you could call us?
It's okay.
Trish just kind of nods.
Yeah.
She's like, it happens.
Yeah, Mob is also nodding like, yeah, no, my brother, they tried to make my brother one of those for like 5 minutes and we busted him out. Yeah, I get it.
It sounds like they weren't busted out.
Ooh.
Well, we were brought into a virtual reality program that was supposed to deprogram us, and in a way, if you think about it, it did. It just also, a lot happened in there.
I look to Audrey and give a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Audrey gestures her thumb towards the door's exit.
Unfortunately, that sounds like a really sad backstory. we should probably leave you to it then, right, everybody? Right? Yes?
Yes.
Well, I was gonna... Okay. I'm thinking, should Mob... How much is Mob gonna fight this?
I think Trish actually is, because to her, it's like, this is some weird-dressed Twinkie anime guy that's my age. This is my friend.
Yeah, so yeah, I think that's what Mob...
This is normal. Yeah.
Oh...
Audrey is going to grab Mob by the shoulder and start walking.
Trish just shrugs and goes, I don't know, he seems fine.
Audrey grips Mob by his little shirt collar and starts walking.
Ooh, I think Mob doesn't like that. I think Mob like uses psychic power to like stop Audrey so she's walking, but she's just like treadmilling in place just so he can sort of let go. Like, no, wait a minute. We've got a million people with problems here. Each one of us does. He does too. But he's where you draw the line. We've got someone who may have killed someone. We've got someone who was... Trish, I still don't really get your whole thing. Part of the mob, I don't really know.
She just kind of like, yeah, man.
All right, word.
Fine. If you want everything good that happens to him to happen at our expense, then you can fucking stay.
Kamida, what does she mean by that? Hold on, back up. Some of us are from universes where other people's stuff is a TV show or a game. I'm the main character of a TV show for everyone but me, and I've been, you know, just sitting on that for about a dozen cars. So some people know stuff from other people's lives. What does she mean?
I'm not sure. That's news to me. I mean, I know what she's talking about my luck. That's not news to me. The way that my luck works is that it always comes at someone else's expense, and it's not my fault. It's just how it's always been.
Trish goes, your luck.
Don't fucking say it, Trish!
Oh,
Trish Una, I swear to God!
Boy.
She's not saying anything, but you can tell the scare quotes.
Uh-huh.
Is it like a possession? Is it something like that? A curse?
No, it's a talent. I mean, that's what they call it.
It is a talent, yeah. It's okay to use your talents. If something goes wrong with your talents, that doesn't make it your fault.
It does in this case.
Mob, can we talk to you about it privately, maybe?
No, I mean, it's... Sure. Hey, Kamida, give me a tight five.
Hey, everybody, my name's Kamida. I'm here. It's a great crowd tonight. Great crowd tonight.
Not the words I really meant to come out of my mouth, but I'm happy with them. And what's the deal with murder school?
Who else here has been put into a VR simulation and had it gone bad? No one?
I mean, kind of, actually.
Just me?
Yeah, that one doesn't usually get attention.
Just kind of.
It was with an evil psychic ghost. Does that count? I'm feeling closer to my new friend Kamida every day.
Does a computer making a different guy that turns you into a bunch of cubes and rearranging you into a desk count?
Yes! I would say yes.
Okay.
Sure.
You got Minecrafted?
Okay.
Kinda.
Yeah, just
oh my god.
Alright, fucking,
Yeah, whatever.
I walk to the side and, like, nod for Shigeo to come over, and, like, also Audrey and the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Mob, yeah.
I think
the group follow.
I think Trish is gonna entertain Kamida by being like, oh, I have a talent.
Oh, no.
Awesome.
No.
Trish is on distraction duty. Right?
Yeah.
Slash, oh hey, this is some cool twink. All right, let's go.
Awesome. I think Al also comes over with the group.
Shigeo?
Yeah.
Your attitude is frightening me.
Wait, because I made a friend?
What did you spend the last 30 minutes doing?
Trying to get us out of this car. They said we need to win a bunch of tokens, and I thought I could... I'm using my psychic powers to get us out of here. What does it look like?
At what point do you think you passed getting us all out of here?
You know, I didn't actually check, but I don't see how that's the point. I didn't know even if it was cumulative or if we each had to make that amount. I just figured the more the merrier. I was having fun, okay?
You just... What is this kid's deal, Audrey?
All right, so I haven't actually seen the show, but this guy was all over Tumblr. I, as the Emma, have seen the show. Don't worry.
All right. I know what three of those words mean. What?
He's the kind of character that people get obsessed with because he's a terrible little man.
Shadow nodding.
And basically the way he works is that he's lucky, but anytime he's lucky, all the people around him get fucked.
When you say get fucked, what's the scale? Like they lose the game or?
Murder sometimes.
Murdered sometimes. Okay.
Plane crash.
Plane?
Lose limbs.
Now, Shigeo.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah. You don't need to say it another way. I get it. I hear you.
Shadow, like, sighs. And, like...
Shadow and Audrey are exasperated parents.
Oh, my God. Right.
He pinches the bridge of his nose and is like,
Shigeo, you are the person that I trust to always make the right decision. And that's a bit of a... That's unfair to you. But... That means when I see you make this bad decision and maybe get around bad company, I get very worried.
Well, I didn't know he killed anyone or made anyone die. I Yeah, okay, we can leave him.
It's not the killing people that's the issue. I want to be clear with that.
Wait, what? What do you mean by that?
Who here hasn't killed someone?
I Shkeo doesn't finish that sentence.
Al very tentatively raises his hand.
You were in war!
Well, I wasn't a soldier. I was just kind of around.
But in all your little battles, you never came across anybody?
I didn't get anybody killed on purpose.
Not get killed, do kill. It's different, but... Okay, never mind. I guess you could come out of war perfectly well. Actually, never mind.
He gives you a very hard look as you start that sentence.
We're all on the train together, all right?
Listen, if you want to... Listen, he doesn't have to come... I don't even know for sure if he wants to come with us. He might be fine on this train. We were just genuinely having a nice time. I'm going to say two things. They're both true. It's bad that he's caused that much harm to people. That's one of the two things. The other is that just because someone's been associated with a lot of bad things have happened around them because of a talent they control, doesn't mean they're irredeemable and you should kick him to the curb.
He's also done a lot of the bad things. I need to make that clear.
Okay, that wasn't clear. What do you mean by that? You have all the information, Audrey. It is so important that you share it.
I don't have all the information. I'm going off of GIF sets.
Oh, I do know Tumblr. My brother was on that, and he wouldn't let me look at his screen whenever he was looking at it. I think he was embarrassed. Do you guys know what Super Hulock is? Anyway, that's okay. Probably a conversation for another time.
Let's stop talking for a little bit.
Okay.
I think we should continue pushing forward. I am not going to make you leave without saying goodbye to a friend. But please be careful.
It's fine. I'll say goodbye to him. We can keep on going. It's fine.
When Mob walks away, I want Audrey and Shadow to have a little powwow for a second.
Al is also just like here.
Yeah, Al.
Also Al.
I don't know if we handled that the best. I feel like we did make the decision for him.
Yeah, but what's the deal with this fucking attitude? What happened to Mr. Sunshine?
That's what I'm worried about. He's hanging around with this luckless kid.
Shadow, you did try to kill him.
Yeah, but I know him. That's a thing friends do.
That was also relatively a while ago, all things considered.
Like 4.5 hours. So long ago, ancient history. But also, I knew Mob could take it. And it's not Mob that I'm worried about. Like, if we have a little... It's not Mob's safety I'm worried about. It's him as a person, right?
Yeah.
They don't make him like Shigeo.
How well do you actually know him?
He's trusting, and that's good for him, but it's gonna bite him in the ass.
I fucking look back at that Shigeo walking over, probably talking to Kameda, and was like, grumble.
Do we actually know if we have enough coins to all get through the door?
I'll say you do. I will also say, well, say, Jay, if you want to have Mom talk to Kamida, we should do that.
Sure. Yeah.
I also want to talk to Kamida at some
absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely.
Okay. How about Clown? You talk to Kamida, and I'll like step in at a moment that seems right from the other conversation.
Okay. This one is gonna be interesting because. So, like, I just gotta... Can I just talk about Trish for a second? I've been dying to talk about Trish all day.
Oh, Trish Una, you say, from JoJo. I've heard of her.
Yeah. So, she is, like, kind of genre-aware in a very weird sense now. Because she's like, that's Batman. That was Batman on the train. Alright, yeah, okay, it might be fictional. But... the weird perspective she's coming from is kind of right, kind of not right, where it's like her dad is evil, Giorno's dad is evil and more famous, ergo she is probably also evil, and like evil people take after their parents in that sort of like genre, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. Like, mm-hmm. like the Anakin Skywalker, Luke Skywalker yeah. type of deal.
Bloodline shit.
So she's going about this in a way that, like, more like a JoJo's big villain would. Like a Diavolo, kind of Giorno-y. But also in, like, you know how Audrey used her genre awareness, like, offensively? For lack of a better word?
Mm-hmm.
She's using hers, like, defensively in a, like, she's gonna talk about Komaida in a sense as if his luck is... something he can't control, like a stand. He's just not aware of it. Like awesome. How Trish was in the show.
That's very cool.
Yeah, like I don't know if it's anything. It's probably not gonna do shit. But this is Trish. She's cooking.
I'll let her cook.
So, yeah, she's probably just like, so, your talent.
Yes.
What? Is it exactly? You said it before.
I mean, it's the formal title, I suppose, is super high school level luck. I am the luckiest person they could find, or one of them at least, who applied to enroll at Hope's Peak, my school.
Bit of a mouthful, admittedly, but noted. So I was in a similar experience once. Komaida.
He looks interested, turns but chair skeptical. Around.
Yeah. So, my, I think you call them talents, is, and she's gonna summon Spice Girl and just punch the table and soften it.
He does not react because he can't see stands, but he
like he the rubber part more than
yeah,
the...
yeah, yeah. He kind of like jumps backwards a little bit, and then looks at you and is like, "Oh, okay, you have some kind of psychic ability."
In a sense, it was for me. I have to assume your talent, your luck, it. Came out in moments of crisis, correct?
Well,
beyond your control?
Not always, but sometimes. Sometimes it just happens.
Yeah. Just around you?
To me and around me, yes.
Yeah, I underwent the same thing with my talent, I suppose. Back when I wasn't fully aware of it, it was... just out of control.
Well, I mean, I've manipulated mine to my advantage before, but it's not always that simple.
Yeah, no, I'm very, very well aware of that. Mine only came under my control in a very niche circumstance, I suppose. but I do think it's doable for you. You just have to sort of focus it, if that makes any sense. Tighten it up. Center it on an area. I'm sure it won't be immediate. It wasn't for me, but you look like someone who could use advice, and I have advice to give.
I appreciate it, but that would generally just mean bringing misfortune to other people.
Not in that sense. Think of more of a layering, a density almost. Less of a range or a field, more of a outline. Does that make any sort of sense?
I've tried to target it before. I've done things that I knew would set off a reaction, whether it be good or bad, and it doesn't usually end well, for me at least, and sometimes I knew that anyway, and I did it anyway because I thought that it was for the greater good, and I don't know if I want to do that on purpose anymore.
I see. Your talent, then. It actually reminds me of... I'm not quite sure if I can call him a friend, but somebody I knew. He had a talent himself. Very hard to control. So I heard. I've seen it once, I believe. His name was Fugo. I'm not fully aware what it was, but I knew that when he's activated, you had to just get away. And I can assume yours is similar?
Sort of.
In a sort of sense, yeah. He was able to control his through kind of willpower, almost. You just have to rein it in, if that makes sense. Hold it back. Focus on making it appear without allowing it to run wild. Does that make any sense?
It makes sense, but I think, Miss Trish, you're expecting willpower of me that I don't possess.
I didn't think I had the willpower either at first. It wasn't something I could control.
Mob sort of steps in and just sort of maybe like overheard like a little bit of that as he was coming over and steps in and says, was willpower why you were just watching me play the slots, why you didn't step in and do any yourself?
You could say that. I suppose I like to think of it as I'm lesser than anyone with greater talents than myself. I really just exist to make them look good.
Man. Oh man.
Trish is like, huh. Yeah. You know, Audrey might have been a...
Uh-oh, we don't have time to unpack this one, boys!
Yeah.
I'm not equipped to handle your emotional trauma.
Mobs, he just, like me, factor is unfortunately increasing at an unfortunate time. I'm sorry about how our other friends reacted to you. I had been... Actually, Martin, let me ask you to remind me. How long has he been in this car, do we know?
He told you that he woke up here. I don't think he said other than that, but okay. I mean, you can surmise it. It's probably been a pretty short time.
Okay. Listen, I've been going to offer if you want to come with us and do more, you know, exploring this train, but I don't think that's going to happen, but man, you've got to get yourself out of this casino, right? Like, If I were you, I'd look at every machine in here, every table in here, and just be seeing a chance to just start, you know, I mean, doing what you've been watching me do. But you've got a pretty dangerous set of consequences if you do it. Like you could use your luck power all you want here and just ruin a lot of other people's lives, right? I like to think I'm cool and calm and wouldn't do something like that. But lately, I can see the temptation of that in the air. I can see it around you. How are you going to be okay here?
Trish is making a mental note.
Oh, that's all right. I'm leaving soon anyway.
Are you Are you leaving with someone? Are you here by yourself still? What?
Yeah, I was just really asked to be here as a distraction.
Wait. Oh? A distraction for what?
Who, as who you asked? Say this, all of the lights of the casino cut out.
Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck!
Trish is smiling.
And you hear the door, like, the train door that you came through, like, bang open.
Shit!
Trish is not smiling.
Can you make a light?
Shadow, it'd be, like, seconds before the, like, kind of emergency light strips around the casino snap on. You are aware of a couple things. You're aware that a group of people is, like, moving very quickly through the door that y'all came through to enter this car. And you are aware that there are people on the casino floor that have now, like, kind of snapped to attention and are moving back towards that group and kind of, like, kicking over tables and smashing shit on the way. The lights snap on, and you see that, in fact, someone has the cat, like, holding her by the scruff.
Somebody had the cat by the scruff. I would like to strike with intent.
Holy shit, okay.
I'm going to use my A, I rolled, so that is a 5, plus my 2, which gets me to 7, and then I'm going to use, at the beginning of the casino, last episode I rolled I'm Your Other and got a 10 plus. I posted a picture of it in our little group chat. I'm going to use that lift to get a full, perfect success there.
Awesome.
And, I'm going to move before they can react and make a point with no room for argument.
Awesome. So yeah, you see someone in like a white hoodie is with like a gold mask is gripping the cat by the scruff. And what does this look like to him? Like what happens?
There is the sound of boom. There is the yellow, like the yellow flash of Shadow's rocket boots light up on the top of the machine. And you see them zip across, and then you see like a slow motion Shadow jump up over the desk, put a hand on the fucking mask, and then just like feet up, rocket boots full blast, drive his head directly into the ground.
Shit.
And then with his other hand, like grab, like scoop Samantha under his arm, and then like push up off of that kid, off of that fucking kid's face, and land back on the desk.
Holy shit.
And he goes, "Which one of you clowns is in charge?"
The teenager you have just probably broken the nose of stands back up, removes his mask. He is in fact like bleeding profusely under the mask, just blood gushing out of his nose. It is in fact Simon of the Apex, and he glares at you and he says, "That would be me."
Dead.
Oh, whoa, no!
I will move again if nobody stops me.
I might when you say dead, because I think I know what I gotta do.
I think also in the instant that you do that, he raises his arm and like makes a fist and says, "Apex attack!" And like you see, dotted throughout like the balconies of this place, there are like kids going feral on like the denizens up there, and also on the casino floor. They're just like wrecking shop.
Is Nagito one of them? Is he run off? Where is he right now?
He's just chilling.
Told you couldn't trust him.
Yeah, no, I think Mob straight up psychic lifts him up into the air, like just the light sort of like hold him in place thing. What did you do? What is all this? You can go back to what Riley's doing, because that's the more active action in the room.
What I'm doing is running back and dropping the cat in Audrey's arms and saying to Trish, "Kill the leader," and just going to try to help people. I can move faster. I can cover more ground.
You look there to tell Trish that, and she isn't there. I'm going to just full tilt activate, so be it.
There we go.
Before this happens, I think in response to Mob's question, Simon smiles and his teeth are like full of blood. And he says, "They're just nulls. They don't have souls."
Yeah, so.
You should your dad that kid.
I'm not even kidding. Yeah, like, hey, don't make jokes. There's a moment where, like, when you zoomed by Shadow, that if you could see stands, you could see Spice Girl reaching out, and she's just kind of pickpocketed a Chaos Emerald off of you.
Can we, like, make it, like, there's, like, an understanding? I don't know. That makes sense. I'm down with that. I'm chill with that.
Yeah, so be it. Time skips in a way that you'd be vaguely familiar with, I think, just by having fought Diavolo once, which is probably really weird for, like, Mob and Shadow especially, because you were in one place and then a different place, and Komaido was next to you and then in the air with psychic powers.
Right.
And you just look over and you see Trish kind of posed, the Chaos Emerald glowing kind of a reddish, I like to imagine, held above her, like, forehead. Like, she's JoJo posing, mm-hmm. but it's specifically where King Crimson's stupid little second face would be. And you look at the guy in charge. He has an arm coming out of his chest.
Yes!
Oh, no!
And you look up, and Spice Girl is a little more red, a little sharper almost.
Holy
the horn's
shit.
A little more formed. The one feather Trish had in her hat that matched Spice Girl's horn, that's a little blood splattered, weighing down, matching the new horns.
Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna declare that roll a 10 plus.
Thank
awesome!
You, like it.
Oh my
Sick.
God.
And
bye, Simon.
Bye!
I think, yeah. Take control of the situation and deal great harm.
Yeah, I would say that you've done that. Trish and Mob, since you're, like, the two that are closest to this guy, who is, like, you have definitely killed him. Like, he has a hole through him.
Oh, my God.
Trish has a cat in her arms, too. Yes. Not Trish, Audrey. Audrey has a cat
Audrey
in her arms.
Trish and Mom, and I guess Shadow, because you were close enough, you notice that this guy has a number, and it has, like, snaked all the way up his arm, like, up his neck and almost to his face. And I don't think you were, like, previously aware that this could happen.
Yeah,
good.
Trish is looking down at him with, like, a very JoJo villain glare. And in the same way that, like, when Diavolo kind of murdered Bruno in the show...
Uh-huh.
She just kind of leans over, head next to him, and just says, "Spice Girl, all hail." And just takes her arm out and just lets him flop to the floor.
Fucking medal.
He's kind of oozing outwards from the wound. Mm-hmm. Melted.
Oh my God.
Mob drops Kameda. Then he's no longer the person of concern.
Kameda has just been kind of, like, hanging out. He's like, I guess this might as well be happening.
Did he react at all to that happening?
No. he looks kind of shocked that, like, this is what has happened and, like, that there has been a gruesome murder. But, like, he didn't talk at all when you had him. Like, Simon was the one who answered your question of, like, why are you doing this? He's just, like, he looks somewhat confused, as though he didn't really know what he was going to be the distraction for, or perhaps he was lied to.
Uh-huh. Trish.
Hey, can Trish just... At Komaida, she's doing the fucking Dio point pose with the menacing.
You know
the one.
Yeah, he puts his hands up and says, I didn't know that was gonna happen.
Trish, is he dead?
She just kind of kicks him, yeah.
We don't even know who that is! And you just...
Oh, yeah, we should be careful. Last time one of the members of my group did this, the... Stand manifested post-mortem as a whole thing. We should probably push.
But what?
Did all the other kids stop?
Yeah.
Doing what they were doing.
No, they have not. In fact, they're still going. Al is, I think, trying to wrangle some of the smaller kids and, like, doing a pretty good job of it. He just, like, has a kid under each arm like a football.
Shadow's a yellow blur on the upper deck, just, like, trying to get denizens out of the way and also just, like, smashing tables over kids.
Yeah.
Like, and let me affect the outcome really quick. That is a 11. So I'm interfering with them.
Shadow, as you're doing this, you hear a voice from, I will say, the third level, like where the food court and like the dance clubs are. You hear a voice say, "Apex, tactical retreat." And it is a voice that you vaguely recognize.
Fucking boots on, whoosh, and I want to just like full boost up through the floor of the roof as hard as I can.
Through the floor?
Through the floor. I will roll the damage. I will take damage. You tell me what I need to do.
No, that's awesome. I think you just do it. Yeah, you come up through like the ceiling of the casino into the arcade, through the ceiling of the arcade, up to the floor of like the food court area, and like across this like long hall that is like dotted with like lounges and restaurants and like club areas. Like you can see that some of the other passengers are helping the denizens fight back against these like kids and teenagers. There's like the noises of a fucking like John Wick style beatdown going on inside the discotheque. directly across this hall, you meet eyes with Serge the Tenoric, who has the Apex paint on her face. And she is also wearing a necklace made of, you don't quite recognize what they are at first, but as I would assume you get closer, you realize that they are animal ears strung together on like a piece of thread. And they are, in fact, rabbit ears of, one might say,
the calicos?
Calico critters?
No.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
I want to use...
Warren, you didn't tell me this is a horror season.
We need to cut from these so that way Audrey could do something, but I want to use Puppet Master to deliver a message directly into Serge's brain that is just dead.
Oh...
She grins at you and like sticks her hand out and gives you a thumbs down, like, bring it on, buddy.
We have to move away from me. We have to move away from me, or else.
Yo, what's Audrey up to?
Audrey's processing the fact that she's been handed a cat and that she was fucking right, and then she just watched someone get murdered.
Yeah, 5 seconds have passed. How you doing?
Great.
I think the cat is, like, squirming in your arms, right? And she's like, let me down, I can take care of myself. Like, what are you doing? I do think that she screamed when Trish punched a hole through Simon. I in fact, think that she screams his name and starts fighting you to get out of your arms, like, scratching you and shit.
Oh, Jesus, fine, I didn't even pick you up. You were handed to me, you can go.
And she jumps out of your hands and, like, runs across the casino floor into the lobby area, like, dodging all of the, like, fighting that's going on and shit, and is just going to, like, sit down near Simon's body with, like, her head lowered.
Dude, I follow the cat.
Trish just goes, "Do you know him?"
I knew him before he was, like, this, and I wish that he hadn't become like this.
What made him like this?
It's a long story that's not mine to tell.
Well, doesn't look like he's telling it, so.
I don't know. He thought that I abandoned him, and he started taking it out on everyone else on the train, and there should be another leader. And she like looks up and kind of like she perks her head up and like looks around, but as far as any of you could see, like, the Apex is kind of chaos. Like, it doesn't really look like anyone is giving them orders aside from like Serge, who has apparently taken it upon herself.
She says there should be another leader, and then there's another time jump, and Trish is gone.
How's Mob?
Audrey, like, Audrey, like, has her hand on the knife that she took from the battle car.
Uh-huh.
And just looks at the cat and goes, well, did you leave it behind?
Not in the way that he thought I did.
I think Bob is just looking around. Where did she go? Where did Trish go? Mob's attention is all on Trish now after what's just happened.
You would probably be able to see her. I don't think she would have gotten, like, too far.
Okay.
I'm imagining the lighting in here is fucking crazy. I just want to paint that in the
yes.
scene
oh,
of, like,
yeah.
fire starting, casino things just ding, 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 lights flashing, and, like, uh-huh. fucking, like... like, the lighting in here is insane.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
I also want to just, like, add to the narrative that, like, the 99.9 Mob's been stuck at, I feel like is just, like, 99999999.
Yeah.
Like, just more decimals are adding as he's just sort of stacking up what's going on around him and trying to make sense of it.
Yeah, there are, like, when the power went out, there are, like, people trapped in the elevators, like, the glass elevators that are running up and down this place. Like, it's just fucking chaos.
Where is Trish going, Cloud?
She's just looking around. She's trying to see if there's anyone else that's, like,
okay.
obviously the leader.
I think Mob keeps his eyes on her, but steps forward towards the body and just kind of straight up asks, did he deserve that?
The cat looks at you, looks back at Simon, sighs, and says, that's a hard question. I imagine some would say that yes, he did. I mean, he treated all of us on the train like we didn't have souls, and he certainly killed his fair share of us.
Okay, so you said there was like a tactical retreat going on. Like the Apex are still like in here though, right? Like they're all still like running around doing stuff.
Some of them have listened to Surge and are like making okay. their way back towards the doors. Some of them are just kind of like trying to see what chaos they can cause before like cutting and running, basically. Yeah, you can still see like several of them are just like trashing the place, like beating up on the denizens. Some of them are dragging some of the like other cat denizens towards the doors, and that can't be good.
If any of that's happening past Trish, she just like clotheslines a kid.
Oh my god.
Like she's not killing a child, but she's just holding out Spice Girl's arm yeah. and like knocking him out.
You see one of the kids like dragging one of the cat dealers towards the doors and clothesline them. The cat goes like flying, still lands on his feet, and just kind of walks off.
I'm sitting here on like whether this is the moment Mob should go 100% because I feel like the killing of a random guy in front of him could be the final thing, but I'm like, should I wait for one more final straw fitting of like the character arc and the moment we're in, you know?
Marn, if you throw me through the floor and have Surge come down to try to beat my ass on the first floor again.
Yes, I think okay, that's exactly okay. what happens. I think that you feel like all four of you who are like on the floor, like the hair on like the back of your neck starts to stand up with like electricity, and you can't really like understand where that's coming from, and you kind of like smell a thunderstorm in the air, and you're like, that's weird, we're inside, and you hear this giant crack of electricity, and you see Shadow being punched through the floor with like this lightning bolt of a punch that is also a literal lightning bolt, and Surge lands on top of him in the lobby. Like there is now a crater in like the marble floor of the lobby. Surge lands on top of him, gets up, like dusts her fists off, grinning. And all four of you who were previously on the floor, like, see this happen, see, like, the necklace of Calico Critter ears around her neck.
I want to look to Mob and be like, Shigeo, help!
And that is what snaps Shigeo to it. Marn, I am going to, just for the sake of formality, roll this 1d10. And that did land on a nat 1, which is
Holy
what we were
shit,
off by
dude.
Last time. I'm gonna play a little fast and loose with this just because we've talked about it. The 100% manifests so many different ways across the show. But I am gonna count this as using the move Ultimate Form, which I took from, I forget which playbook that's part of originally. So I think what we see is, you know, like in Mob Psycho 100, when Mob goes 100%, there's kind of the, like, the meter that goes to 100%, and then it usually says, like, 100%, you know, rage or sadness. I feel like what happens for this one is that, like, 100%, and then the word is cycling between a million different words. It's going between, like, protection, kill, luck. But I think what it lands on as he sees Shadow, and Shadow saying it, it's not a word, but a phrase, which is, how many of you are in there? Which is what Shadow said to Mob back at the Colosseum. Mob does the go 100. It is a sort of explosion that is kind of like the air is all being sucked in towards him. For those who can see powers and stands and whatever, it is, you know, this incredibly enormous flare-up of that sort of technicolor light that Mob has around when he uses his power, and his hair spikes up and does the anime thing. But what I want to have happen, and Marn, tell me if any of this is too much, but so in the third season of Mob Psycho, someone creates a clone of him out of plants, and eventually is sending an army of tree mobs around and then fighting them. Mob, like, the ground sort of sinks in around Mob. It's like a black hole. And then a bunch of other mobs start emerging out of him that are just, like, sort of made of psychic energy. Kind of look like that.
I got something to kind of add.
Fuck yeah.
When there's the impact and Shadow yell, like, help, Trish time skipped. And I'm, at, like, 110% positive that Mob's shit can just, like, cut through that. Like, she can, like, just see what's going on, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But from anyone's perspective that isn't Mob or Trish, it's a blip, and then there's just a million mobs.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it is just a, like, a wave of mobs surge at Surge the Tenric. I feel like maybe some of them break off to, like, start attacking the other Apex members who have the cats and, like, get the cats out of their hands. So the move Ultimate Form, has deal great harm, heal someone completely, remove someone from danger, draw attention to yourself. I'm just gonna start with deal great harm on Surge the Tenric, and I have to spend links freely to do this. I don't want to spend my link with Shadow, that doesn't make sense.
I mean, it's helping me.
Yeah, sure, yeah, I spend my heart link with Shadow to just send a surge of mobs into Tenric, into Surge the Tenric, and deal as much harm as I possibly fucking can.
Oh my god, yeah, she's, like, small, she's smaller than Shadow, even. You just, like, completely overwhelm her. I think she, like, manages to kind of, like, blast some of the initial wave away with, like, her electricity powers. Like, you see just kind of, like, a flash of lightning and, like, some of them go flying backwards, but, like, she very quickly is just overwhelmed by, like, the sheer volume and number of, like, these mob clones.
Yeah. I think they're just, like, beating the shit out of her.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%, yeah.
Like, they're just, like, ping-pong punching her from one into the fist of another, into the leg of another, kicking her, like, just like, a 12-clone beatdown on this motherfucker.
Yeah, I think it even gets to the point where they kind of, like, surround her, and you just, like, cannot see her anymore.
Goddamn.
Like, she is just totally enveloped by this, like, crowd of clones.
Sick. I think while that is happening, so that happens, I feel like a clone maybe comes by and, like, helps like, picks Shadow up by the arm. Like, they can't talk, but, like, as if to say, are you okay?
Shadow, like looks around to see if, make eyes for where the cat is, makes eyes to, like, who needs help still, and, like, if he sees anybody, he will just point at the mob, at them, and, like, direct a mob in that direction.
That's perfect. That's perfect. The other thing I want to do, I feel like, sort of out of the middle of it, like, mobs are still coming out of him, but I think another few mobs come out of Mob, and they go to Simon. Martin, it's up to you whether or not this works. I'm gonna spend another link to use the ultimate form move, heal someone completely.
Motherfucker! Yeah.
Yeah, I think it works.
F- Fuck yeah! I'm gonna spend my link with Nagato Kameda. Goodbye to that particular light link.
Does he just wake up screaming?
Yeah.
Like, what's his deal as he wakes up?
Yeah, I think he's, like, still in extreme pain. Like, he got a hole punched through him.
The mobs that... I feel like it's, like, three mobs, like, join hands around him and, like, do that. And then once he's there alive and screaming, they just kind of stare at him and then go back to, like, you know, divert off to fight other Apex members or whatever.
Trish is walking towards him.
Oh, no. Okay, all right.
I think, actually, the cat gets between you and Simon, Trish.
Trish, like, looks...
And she looks to you and says, are you really gonna kill him a second time?
Yeah?
Trish, why? By the way, I think your number has gone up. That feels right, right?
Oh, she has a glove on. She isn't looking at it.
Okay, I'm gonna increase your number, and I won't tell you what I've increased it to.
Homegirl's hidden 4 digits, baby. Come on.
Yeah, the cat is between you and Simon, and, like, her fur is on end, and, like, her tail is, like, straight up, and she is, like, hissing at you.
I think Trish would go, okay, but we're not letting him run free. And she's gonna keep walking at him.
As you say that, the fountain in the center of the lobby starts to, like, shake, and, like, kind of the water starts to, like, splash out of it. Like, there's an extremely localized earthquake happening. And it kind of, like, shoots up and bends itself into... It kind of bends itself into an arch, and then a bunch of cage bars kind of protrude from it and like, impale themselves in the ground around Simon, like, basically trapping him. And you see Al on the other side of the lobby with, like, his hands pressed against the marble, and he, like, gives you a thumbs up.
Let's go, boy, let's back. Go!
Trisha's gonna do one thing that's mean so I can also show off her thing.
Uh-huh.
She's gonna walk up to Simon, and I was literally texting with Marn about this a while ago, but I was like, by virtue of stand logic, if Spice Girl develops, there will be a new-ish ability... And she cannot do the old one. And my conspiracy theory as to what was actually going on with Trish the whole time, her actual power set is not softening, it's melting. So basically she's sacrificed, like, all of the, like, tech shit she can do for raw power, and she's just gonna grab his ponytail, melt it, and just melt that to the ground.
Holy shit!
God damn, dude!
I think he, like, cringes away from you, and you hear Al, like, start to shout something and then, like, realize that you're not actually gonna kill him and then kind of, like, back off. How's Audrey doing?
Bad. Overwhelmed.
It's a real dead teen casino party in here.
Mm-hmm. You know, Audrey's seen a lot of people die. She hasn't seen a lot of people come back to life. So this is kind of new for her. In a way, she's not totally sure how to process.
Where is she, like, physically at this moment in time?
She's literally, like, between Trish and Simon. Oh, okay. By accident. Because she was there talking to the cat.
I think Al does his little clappy alchemy thing, and the floor kind of moves underneath Audrey and, like, her over towards where he is at, like, what used to be the base of the fountain. Kind of like a moving walkway, but a little bit bumpier. And he looks at Audrey and says, hey, you okay?
No, but thank you.
Anytime.
Are you okay?
I'll be fine. You see in the distance that he has, like, tied up a bunch of children at, like, the seats at the roulette table.
Nice.
I feel like we need to cut soon, but Serge needs to get away. I don't know how. Maybe punch so hard she goes through the fucking roof of the car. But something.
I think what happens is, like, everyone except Mav has kind of, like, diverted their attention from, like, Serge getting the tar kicked out of her, right?
Yeah.
And as, like, everyone is, like, bringing their attention back towards Simon, who is now alive again, you hear Surge, like, scream in frustration, and this, like, ball of lightning opens up the crowd of mobs that has surrounded her and, like, sends them flying in all directions, just, like, flinging them against the walls.
Fuck yeah!
And you hear her again yell, "Apex, retreat!" And her and, like, most of the kids who aren't, like, tied up or otherwise incapacitated just, like, fucking scramble for the doors. And Simon, who is, like, in the cage, they have not noticed that, like, he's alive again. Simon just goes, "Wait, no, don't retreat. Apex, come back. Apex." And they're just, like, gone.
I feel like a couple mob clones, like, try to run after them, but just, like, crumble to dust when they get too far away from the source mob.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think the Apex retreats, the door bangs shut after them, and you are simply left with Simon.
I would like to stand over Simon and go like, "Oh, you came back. I guess you didn't have a soul either, did you?"
Okay, hello, this is Clem Bianchi. I'm a courier, delivering mail in space, one package at a time. If you're hearing this message, I need some help. I'm trying to deliver a package to a guy on Pluto. Says his name is Gorge Flummox. If anyone knows a Gorge Flummox on Pluto, please let him know I've been trying to reach him about his box of Lunarian cheese. I know the box is full of cheese because, for the last few weeks, I've started hearing things when I touch my cargo. When I pick up a letter or a package, I hear conversations and sometimes even see things tied to whoever the mail is for or from. I call it the letter opener. It's yanked me into some real situations. A haunted house, a pizza delivery drag race, and even a revolution to take a city back from the bigwigs who keep its hoverboard sports engine humming. You can hear all about it on Additional Postage Required, a bi-weekly audio drama on the Moonshot Podcast Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts. Anyway, if you know Gorge, please tell him to give me a call. I think his cheese is starting to move around in the box.